From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. One of the greats in rock and roll history has passed away. Police in St. Louis, Missouri say rock and roll legend Chuck Berry has died at the age of 90. Berry was an American music legend, a pioneer of rock and roll. It was a style which blended rhythm and blues with pop music, a blend that became synonymous with the developing culture of American teenagers in the 1950s. If you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move. Police in St. Charles County, Missouri announced in a Facebook post Saturday that they'd responded to a medical emergency at a local home after unsuccessfully trying to revive him. Officials pronounced Chuck Berry dead. Berry's death was announced using his full name, Charles Edward Anderson Berry Sr. Police say the family has requested privacy. His music influenced most of the popular musicians that came after him, including such well-known music legends as Rolling Stones, The Beach Boys, and The Grateful Dead. Referring to Berry in the mid-1980s, Rolling Stone Keith Richards famously quipped, "I've stolen every lick he ever played." Berry was born into a middle-class family in Missouri and gave his first performance at Sumner High School, historic in its own right as the first African-American high school west of the Mississippi River. Oddly, for all of his legendary hits in his career, Chuck Berry never had a number one song until he launched this peculiar little ditty in 1972. Legendary rock and roller Chuck Berry dead in St. Louis tonight at the age of 90. This is VOA News. The U.S. Secret Service apprehended a person who jumped over a bicycle rack outside of the security perimeter of the White House Saturday while President Trump was in his Florida estate. This latest apparent attempt to breach White House security comes just 8 days after a California man climbed over the White House fence and managed to remain free on the grounds for about 17 minutes. Reports say Secret Service officers Saturday quickly tackled the intruder after jumping the bike rack and arresting him within 2 minutes. U.S. Vice President Michael Pence visited the southeastern U.S. state of Florida Saturday to drum up support for the upcoming Republican health care plan meant to replace the Affordable Care Act signed into law by former President Barack Obama. Although many members of his Republican Party have expressed their concern about the plan, which could reach the floor of the House of Representatives during the coming week, Pence was upbeat.
We're going to give the American people the freedom to buy health insurance across state lines, the way you buy life insurance, the way you buy car insurance.
Despite widespread reports to the contrary, Pence said the plan endorsed by President Donald Trump would lower costs by increasing consumer choices. Critics have said millions would lose their health care with the added danger of vulnerable demographics experiencing skyrocketing costs. Thousands of Iraqis surged out of western Mosul on Saturday during a lull in heavy fighting in districts around the densely populated old city where Iraqi forces are facing fierce resistance from Islamic State militants. More residents are fleeing liberated areas where food and water are scarce, security fragile, and where homes are often caught in shelling. A group of girls speaking to the TV cameras. "I swear to God, it has been a month since we had food. Daesh, Islamic State, has destroyed us." As many as 600,000 civilians may have been caught inside the city with the militants. Buses began transporting Syrian rebels and their families Saturday from the last opposition-held neighborhood in the central city of Homs. So far, nearly 1,500 people have been evacuated, most of whom were civilians. Their departure is part of a Russian-backed deal signed earlier this month. Homs Governor Talal Barzai told AFP that 423 rebel fighters had also left the district. The fighters and their families are being taken to the northern rebel-held town of Jarablus on the border with Turkey. The Egyptian government is struggling to counter an increasingly violent insurgency in the Sinai Peninsula, targeting Egyptian police, security forces, and Christians. Several militant groups, which have pledged allegiance to Islamic State group, are controlling large swaths of the Sinai. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.